Hello, everybody. Well, I want to talk to you just for a minute about love and what's going on in the world today. We've got to look at and examine ourselves clearly. We have to examine ourselves and just for a minute, put aside biases and religious fervor. And let's look at what does the Lord Jesus want of us? What does he want? He wants us to love one another. He wants us to love one another. What does that mean? That doesn't mean that we have to follow a set of rules, rites, and rituals. It does not mean that. Although mankind have said that's what it means, but that's not what it means. God said in his scripture, Luke 10, chapter 27, verse, that upon all of the laws that he ever created for mankind to live by, only two laws really encompasses all laws. And they are these: to love your God, Jehovah, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sikkenu, Yod Heh Vav Heh, the great I am, Jesus Christ, the always living one. To love him with all of your heart, all of your mind, and all of your soul. And the second law is likened to the first, is to love your neighbor as yourself. That's what God wants us to do. That's what he wants us to do. That's what he's always wanted us to do. Why? Because we are a family. It doesn't matter if you're black or white or yellow or green. It doesn't matter if you live in the depths of Africa or in the highlands. It doesn't matter if you live in Russia or in China, Indonesia, Afghanistan. It doesn't matter if you live in Antarctica or the North Pole or in Hawaii or in the United States or any of the Americas for that matter. It doesn't matter. What matters is that we obey his command, and that is to love ye one another. What does that look like? What does it look like? Well, we have a reference point. Romans 8 and 28 through 30. Romans 8 and 33. And Romans 8, 38 and 39 basically says this: that neither height nor depth, or any principality, any demonic being, anything will ever separate us from the love of God. That we have been loved by him and continue to be loved by he who gave his life for us, period, for everybody, not just some of us, for all of us, that we might know him and live our lives abundantly. And that doesn't mean with a giant bank account. That means that we love each other unconditionally. That's it. That's it. And whatever else we put our hands to do, he will bless. Just follow those guidelines right there. But we have to accept him in our lives and accept what he wants us to do. He has to be our Lord and Savior. That means that we set aside the things that we want to do for the things that he's called us to do. Set apart. That's what sanctified means. Set apart. To set apart. To be different. We shouldn't be after running after meaninglessness. We shouldn't be litigious. We shouldn't be envious, jealous. We shouldn't seek strife. Those things are antithetical to the Word of God. So look at yourself. Examine yourselves as you think about these words that Jesus Christ left for us. That is his will for us, nothing else. I hope these words provide some comfort to you in these very ridiculous and difficult days. That's what love is. Nothing else matters. Have a good day.